Today is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, yeah, it's another day recording from the new studio. I am still recording on my mobile rig because my regular rig is still at the old house because we still went into work today. But I have good news for the weary. We now have internet. So, yay! We have internet, which means Pride 48 June weekend is going to be able to go. I mean, not that I do the whole weekend, so I mean, technically it could go without me, but I do, you know, I do a lot of stuff. Technically, I need to be available so that if anyone has issues that, you know, I could stream for them, or, you know, I can take over the stream really quickly if something needs to happen. Also, you know, opening and closing show, and I have a couple of shows that I'm in, so it would be very helpful to have internet. And the thing is, our contract is over on the 28th of June, which is the last day of Pride 48. So I can't really, we need to be turning in the keys like on that Friday. So the opening night of Pride 48, I'll be turning in my keys on the old place. But anyway, we do have internet, but so first of all, it's Cox. So it's not the fiber internet. It is the cable internet. And the guy came out. It was so weird because I've been told so many different things. So I was originally told that there had to be two appointments and they would come out and do the outside stuff. And then that once they're done with that, and then they would call me and set up an appointment for the second thing. And then they would do like a virtual install. And it's funny because literally nothing really needed to be done on the inside. I mean, if it was a TV or something like that, I can understand. They come in, they hook up all the television boxes, you know, they do all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, they test everything and, you know, but everything else. But, you know, I don't know, but it seems like, it used to seem like the cable and internet person would really come in, they'd really be technical. They would run wires. They would do all this kind of stuff. Nowadays, it doesn't seem like they do much at all, at least on the inside. So they were supposed to come. I think I said this already. They were supposed to come last Friday. They didn't call me, but he left a note that, oh, no one was there, and there was no coaxial cable on the outside, so I didn't know what they wanted me to do, so I left. So last night, I was looking around, and I don't remember if I said this on the show yesterday, but last night I was looking around. And so in the studio room, there's a big walk-in closet in the, because it's a bonus room. So it's a bonus room. Like you would use, I don't know, you could use it as an in-law suite, you know, if you had in-laws, because there's a little place for a bed. And then you could also have a sitting area. It's not huge, but I mean, you could do a small bed and a small sitting area. But there's also a bathroom with an okay shower in it, and there's also a walk-in closet up here. Now, I mean, it could be just because, you know, extra storage on the second floor is always a good thing, but they put a walk-in closet up here, which works really well for me because I have a lot of Pride 48 stuff and a lot of equipment that can go in a closet. So anyway, in that closet, there's like a access panel that has all of the wires, all of the telephone, well, it's actually not telephone, all the Cat5 cable, Cat6 cable, and all of the coax cable from the entire house terminates in that box. And so I didn't know, you know, I didn't know that there was no coax on the outside. And I thought maybe, you know, they did that when they came out. I mean, normally you would think that they would do that anyway. And so, but they can't come in right now because of COVID and everything. So, but luckily, or I thought luckily, there's a pipe, a flexible pipe that is in that box. And I wondered what it was there for. And then I was walking around the house the other night and I noticed there's a flexible pipe coming out of one of the brick walls on the side. So basically what they meant that to be is a pipe that would run any cabling that you needed to bring from the outside into that junction box. So I was like, oh, great. It will be perfect for the coaxial cable. We can just run that in. It'll be right there. The modem can be right there in that closet. That's where I want it to be. Then I can take a switch and a network switch, and I can plug in wired all of those cables that are terminating in that box into a switch, plug them hardwired into the router, into the modem, and then we'll have internet on all of our outlets throughout the entire home, which would be great. And I'm going to have an electrician come over to do some of the smart light switches, and so I'm going to have them add a couple of more Ethernet jacks to a couple more walls that I want. So we can have wired internet, you know, wherever. I know Daniel was on his show, was talking about wired internet and, you know, how you have to have that. And I agree with him, especially when you're doing live streaming, stuff like that. You really want to have wired internet. But also, you know, a lot of things, our television has an Ethernet connection on it. So it would be much better if we could hook Ethernet up to it instead of doing Wi-Fi, so that when we're watching Hulu or whatever, it doesn't buffer occasionally. First world problems. Anyway, the guy gets here and I think, oh, we'll just easily fish the cable wire through this pipe. No big deal. And he gets this look on his face and he's like, oh, he's like, I can't believe your builder didn't run a cable for you. He's like, this is a tricky situation. He's like, 9 times out of 10, we hit some snag or some 90 degree angle in these pipes and we can't get the cable to go through. And there's no string in it. He said, normally they'll put a string in it at least, so you can tie the string on the end of the cable and then pull the cable through. He said, but we'll try it, you know, and we'll see what happens. Hi, my name is Ray. And he can't come in. So he said, he gave me a bunch of cable. He gave me his long cable and said, okay, go up there and try to fish it through and I'll stand out here and grab it when it comes out the other end. So I went up and I was doing really good. I bet I got 10 or 15 feet of that cable in there. I mean, there was a lot of cable in there, and then all of a sudden it got stuck. I mean, not stuck, it just wouldn't go any further. And so I went out and it had not come out of the hole in the wall yet, so it hit a 90 degree angle or something. Somewhere, I don't know, maybe a mouse climbed up there. I was thinking that. It's just an open pipe going directly into our home. You know, that's gotta be an entrance for like squirrels, mice, bugs to go up. I don't know. I mean, we may have all kinds of things in our attic right now that have gone up that hole that we were not even aware of. I mean, I know there are probably other, in the attic, there are probably other holes that things can get in. So, I mean, maybe it's not a big deal. But I was just thinking, oh my God, a hole that leads directly into our house. So anyway, it didn't work. So then I went down and I'm like, well, why don't you try to push it from your end and see if it does any better? So he did. That didn't work either. So we ended up having to run the cable in through a window on the first floor. So, but anyway, we run it in and he's like, okay, it's connected. All you need to do is hook it up to the modem and everything should work. And it was just like a cable that comes out of your, I mean, I don't know what I was thinking it was going to be, but it was just like a cable that was, you know, they run into your house. So I plugged it into the modem and I plugged it into the wall and boom, we had internet. And so we hooked up we have what's called an Orbi, which is like a Wi-Fi extender that we use. We used in our other home. And so we brought that in and it already has a network name and a password. So we plugged that in and all of our stuff recognizes the network as if we never moved. So it's great. But, you know, but we have this cable sticking out the window. So I called the electrician today because, like I said, I want to get them to do a few things around the house, and they're going to come over to do a quote for the things that I want done so I can select, like, what... We're not going to be able to do everything because it's going to be... I'm sure it's going to be really expensive, but I want to see. And the cable guy said an electrician should be able to... He said blow a string through this pipe. I don't know what they would have that would blow a string through a pipe. But anyway, I don't know. We'll see. He said they should be able to fish a wire through a pipe and have whatever equipment will be required to do that. He said, so they should be able to do that for you. So I'm hoping they might even do that for free. Just like, I'm like, hey, can you put this cable in this pipe? anyway, so, but for a while we're going to have it hanging out the window. But of course, you know, when this Ozarks Go fiber ever happens, we're going to be canceling the Cox anyway, And then that won't be coaxial cable. It'll be Ethernet cable. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. Other than that, I mean, not much else happened. Yesterday, Mark continued to unpack stuff. I mean, literally, we were like 90% unpacked. But I was on the couch for like 5 hours working on Pride 48. I had to set up the users for the live streaming event. I had to set up a new section of the website to be used for scheduling of technical support. I had to create an email to send to everyone, and then I had 32 emails to send. And unfortunately, I didn't have a good way to do like a automated thing where I could just feed in the info and, you know, everything gets sent automatically. I had to manually cut and paste all the information into the emails. So I hope I got all of them right and didn't like send some poor show the wrong information. But I was doing that until 1:30 in the morning. I don't mind, but I mean, that's basically what I did all night last night. And now we're going to go to the grocery store when I'm done recording, and I'm going to continue to set up internet-y things, and that'll be it. And then I have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off to set up my studio and do some other unpacking stuff, so I'm looking forward to it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.